Right now, for Pioneers Museum Day, let's join Leah Witherow, who is Curator of History for Pioneers Museum. Hello, Leah.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Well, it's a treat to have you, and we're going to talk about a very special exhibit today. We're talking about Francis Drexel Smith, and the exhibit is Legacy on Canvas. And you've got some great background and history on this one for us.
Absolutely. So this is a not-to-be-missed exhibit. It's up through January 4th. Francis Drexel Smith was an integral part of the Broadmoor Art Academy, which is celebrating its 100th year anniversary in 2019. He was really an old master. He came here to Colorado Springs from Chicago because of our beautiful climate and scenery, and he stayed throughout the rest of his life. He painted the beautiful mountain scenes, city scenes. He was also a generous benefactor of arts in the Pikes Peak region, and his paintings traveled all over the country on exhibit, and we have about 36 of them here for you to enjoy and see at the Colorado Springs Pioneers Museum.
Oh, that sounds like a real visual treat. I'd like to talk about the Broadmoor Art Academy for a little bit. Can you give us some background and history there, and what artists that came out of there that we know, and what artists might we not know?
Absolutely. So the Broadmoor Art Academy was founded in 1919 by Julie and Spencer Penrose, and they named it appropriately enough after the Broadmoor Hotel that it was recently opened. And it attracted artists from all over the country, artists from Santa Fe and New York and Kansas City. Most notably, the sort of father figure of the Broadmoor Art Academy for many years was Boardman Robinson, who was a famous muralist who painted the Kaufman murals at the Kaufman headquarters in Pennsylvania. He also painted murals in the Justice Department. He was a famous artist, and people came, believe it or not, from all over the country and indeed all over the world to study and live here in the Pikes Peak region. And of course, they were attracted by the weather, by the scenery, and by the camaraderie of this really close-knit group of artists who all worked and spent time here in the Pikes Peak region.
So now I'm kind of curious, did you need to have a patron to be able to come to the academy?
No, this is interesting. What is unusual about the Broadmoor Art Academy is that you had Texas millionaires who wanted to come to Colorado Springs for the summer and toy with painting, rubbing elbows with these revolutionary penniless art students from New York City.
Wow.
And they picnicked together. They went to the Garden of the Gods together. They took excursions in the mountains. So it was kind of a new idea that anyone could come and study art for art's sake. And it drew people to the region. And over the years, the sort of stable of artists includes people like John McClymont and Versa Reed. So many famous people came to Pikes Peak that it helped attract others to the region as well.
So it is Francis Drexel Smith, Legacy on Canvas. That's the exhibit. It will be ending January 4th, so just about 2 weeks left to be able to get there and see that, right?
That's right, and it is always free of charge at the museum. We're open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 5. We are closed on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, but we'll be open the day after Christmas, and there's still a few days to come in and see this. It's truly one-of-a-kind exhibit, and it's a must-see.
Well, Leah, we're going to have the Pioneers Museum back in about a month for Pioneers Museum Day, or here on KRDO's Afternoon News. Can you give us a preview of what's coming up in January?
Yes, we are opening a new exhibit. Well, so many activities going on. We have a silent film soiree where we'll be showing a silent film in our beautifully restored Division I courtroom. That's not to be missed, with drinks and appetizers. It's a special aesthetic watching a historic film in a historic building. We'll also be previewing our newest exhibit project called Una Familia Grande, the Conejos Neighborhood Project, which will tell the story of a little-known neighborhood right here in Colorado Springs on the present-day site of America the Beautiful Park.
I have had a taste of that, and man, is that rich and robust and vibrant and lively, that wonderful little enclave there that was such a hub of neighborhood activity. It's going to be very exciting when that opens and we get to go see it.
Absolutely. So that exhibit will open on Saturday, February 22nd. We'll be hosting music and dance, food, storytelling. It's going to be a spectacular day, bringing neighbors back together and sharing stories about our rich community history. So we welcome everyone out and encourage them to visit us.
Very, very exciting. Leah, and a web address really quick?
Absolutely, www.cspm.org. And we always have lots of information about events, exhibits, upcoming attractions on our website. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, Leah. Leah Witherow, Curator of History at Pioneers Museum, joining me for Pioneers Museum Day here at KRDO's Afternoon News. Always a fun visit.